small manufacturing towns in the Midwest have been ravaged by foreign competition for the past 30 years. Now, some of these same communities are looking to reinvent themselves by luring in the competition. But it's a challenge to stand out from the hundreds of other places clamoring after the same euros, yen, and yuan. The World's Jason Margolis has this profile of Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Fort Dodge has bled jobs to cheaper foreign manufacturing locations for decades. The latest blow came in 2009 when appliance maker Electrolux announced it was shutting its factory in nearby Webster City and moving to Juarez, Mexico.
We've estimated that around 700 over the last few years have lost their jobs in that Electrolux closing.
That's a big blow for a city of 25,000, says Fort Dodge Mayor Matt Bemrick. He took me on a driving tour of his city.
You had generational employment there. So, it was devastating. But instead of, you know, crying about it, for lack of a better term, we went out and aggressively said, well, what do we do to replace those jobs?
One way to replace those jobs is to take advantage of globalization. In October, Fort Dodge reeled in a big fish. A South Korean company, Chaeljedong, or CJ, said it will invest $324 million in a new plant in Fort Dodge that makes additives for livestock feed. It's expected to create some 200 local jobs. CJ executive John Kang said in an email that the company chose Fort Dodge primarily because Iowa has cheap corn, and there's a facility nearby to help process that corn to make its product. Still, CJ could have chosen any number of Midwest locations with corn and a wet mill. Fort Dodge city manager David Firk said to really seal the deal, Fort Dodge had to sell itself.
We have to be competitive. It comes down to places. Is this a place you want to live? Whether it's the person making a decision on bringing a new industry here, as top-level executives, do they want to live there? Can he get his or her best and brightest people to move to any city, let's say move to Fort Dodge?
John Kang with CJ said housing for Korean employees was a concern when choosing an American location. Mayor Matt Bemrick says when the South Koreans came to visit, he saw how much quality of life issues matter. He says they were pretty excited about the golfing options.
They were just amazed that in South Korea, land being such a huge part of a commodity there, in the available land in this region of the United States, we have a lot of golf courses.
Maybe so, but there are lots of golf courses in Iowa and everywhere in America. John Kang with CJ said the golf courses in Fort Dodge were nice, but not a factor in the company's decision. David Swenson, an economist at Iowa State University, says medium-sized communities all over the Midwest are marketing quality-of-life benefits to attract businesses. But distinguishing smaller communities in one state from another is difficult.
There's nothing magical about Iowa that foreign investment would be particularly attracted to. We don't have the kind of combination of assets and productivity that would necessarily send out a very, very strong message to foreign investors.
Swenson says, in the end, foreign firms locate where it makes sense economically, not aesthetically. So I asked Iowa Governor Terry Branstad if there's anything he can do to make Iowa stand out for foreign investment.
Well, first of all, you got to build the relationship. Relationships are so important, and also with leaders.
It might sound odd to emphasize the personal, but that's the way business still gets done in much of the world. Just having a meal with a Chinese businessman goes a long way toward establishing trust. Branstad says he has a leg up in the relationship building department. He served as governor of Iowa for 16 years in the 80s and 90s before being reelected again in 2010. Branstad likes to tell the story about his meeting with Xi Jinping in Iowa in 1985. At the time, Xi was a low-level Chinese official. He's expected to become the next president of China. Branstad met him again recently in Beijing.
He has a very positive feeling about Iowa, and he had the itinerary from his visit here 26 years ago. He said this. He says, I was in your office at the state capitol in Des Moines on the 26th day of April, 1985. He stayed with a family down in Muscatine who had two sons in college and a 13-year-old
daughter. Branstad is confident that he can leverage that personal relationship into Chinese investment in Iowa. He's also turning his sights to South Korea, especially with the recent passage of the U.S.-South Korean Free Trade Agreement. It's quite possible there will be more Korean investment in Iowa beyond Fort Dodge. After all, there's no better advertising than word of mouth. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Fort Dodge, Iowa.